Welcome to the Franciscan Moment Podcast. We are sponsored by the Franciscan Sisters of Christian Charity, and I am Sister Elena Gonzalez. In this episode, Sister Mary Guadalupe, a second-year novice, and I will be discussing beautiful insights about Our Lady of Guadalupe. But first, it all began 489 years ago, and 10 years after Cortes conquered the Aztec Empire. Our Blessed Mother had her first visit with Juan Diego on December 9, 1531. As he was walking near the Tepeyac Hill, which is just north of Mexico City, he saw a beautiful lady, Our Lady of Guadalupe. She called to Juan Diego, "Juanito, Juanito," which means Little John. And she told Juanito that it was her wish that a temple be built here to her honor. Then on December 12th, Our Lady visited Juan Diego and asked him to go up the hill to pick some roses and place them in his tilma. Then Juan Diego returned to Bishop Zumarraga and showed him the sign, which was the roses and the beautiful image of Our Lady of Guadalupe on his tilma. Today, the tilma can be found in the newer basilica, which about 20 million people come to visit each year. Due to COVID, Sister Maria Guadalupe will be meeting us now via the telephone. Thank you, Sister, for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me, Sister Elena.
You're welcome. So, how many times have you been to the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City?
Actually, I had the privilege to visit the Basilica around 3 times.
Could you please describe the image of the tilma to us and some important facts about the tilma?
Of course. So, the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe has a lot of meaning, and it has a lot of symbolism that attracted the Aztec people and the indigenous people in general. Every part of the image has meaning, but some of the things I want to talk about is that there has been a lot of research and even scientific research on the tilma. For example, the eyes of Mary have microscopically the reflection of San Juan Diego and Bishop Fray de Zumarraga, who, by the way, he was a Franciscan bishop, and other people who were there. Well, when you look at Mary's hands, the fact that she has her hands folded in prayer means that she points to God, like that there is something greater than her.
That's beautiful.
Someone greater than her, yeah.
Yeah, and that's amazing. That's so divine, isn't it?
Yes, it's beautiful, like an amazing miracle. And the cross that you see on her collar, on her neck, is as you can see, it has a little cross, and it points to Jesus and Christianity. So that really convinced the Aztec people, the indigenous people, to believe in Christianity. The black ribbon around her waist means that she's expecting child.
Yes.
So, yeah, she's bringing us Jesus. The fact that the sun is behind her and she's standing on the moon represents that scripture in Revelation talks about her too, when it says, "A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars." The main message is Jesus. Like, she wants to bring us closer to Jesus. And because the request that she had for Juan Diego is to have a church built there,
yes,
where she appeared, and with Jesus, and like, she will share Jesus with us.
Mm-hmm.
And Our Lady also told Juan Diego not to be afraid. She says, "Am I not here that I'm your mother?" And so she helps us not to be afraid because she's with us.
That's wonderful. In the new basilica that was consecrated and opened in 1976, there's actually 10 chapels inside. And I've only been to one, and that's where they had the Eucharist, the Adoration Chapel. But inside the basilica, it is very beautiful. And then when you look at the altar, and behind the altar is the tilma. In order to see it really well, you have to go downstairs. That escalators that go from left to right, and you just stand on it, and it'll take you right underneath the tilma, which is very beautiful.
So the tilma has a lot of meaning behind it. It was also used to scary things, but the main thing is that Mary wanted to be really connected with us and bring us her son in such an intimate way as this. And when you see the Tilma, you see that it has a lot of imperfections, pores, etc. And it's just like us that Our Lady and Jesus want to be close to us in spite of our scars, imperfections, to love us and to help us grow in holiness. I would also want to say that I want to encourage everyone to have a devotion to Mary and to pray the rosary every day and try to imitate her virtues, because she wants to be close to us and to get us closer to Jesus. And she's a good mother all the time.
Well, thank you very much for sharing and joining us at the Franciscan Moment Podcast, Sister Mary Guadalupe. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Let us ponder on what Sister Maria Guadalupe had shared with us about Our Lady of Guadalupe's message. It is for us to become closer to her Son, the Christ. As it is in Advent, we strive and have the urgency to become closer to her Son. We proclaim, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path, for he is the Prince of Peace. O Comforter, the Emmanuel, God is with us." And if you feel a desire to become closer to God by becoming a religious sister, then please check our website at fscc-calledtobe.org. Peace and all good.
Call to be.